This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Them and the people in the calf, the unsung heroes of ESPN. I'll tell you what, people do not realize what we prima donnas lean on around here. And stats and information, those people are incredible. He's Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Joe Fornball, Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. This is, all right, you know the final hour of the 1 p.m. games, how it's known as the witching hour?
Oh, yeah.
This is the gambling hour of Carlin versus Joe. You have officially reached the gambling hour. We got Monday Night Football tonight.
Day betting alert!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Handman is so excited back there. We've got Monday Night Football. We're going to give you all of our bets at the end of the show, final segment, about 45 minutes from now. But we got a bowl game in 28 minutes. Old Dominion and Western Kentucky.
That's when you lose Joe and I.
Yeah, that's when we are going to be pretty much checking out on this show, and you might be listening to us talk about NFL games that happened 3 years ago because we don't even know what we're saying. We're going to be locking in. Speaking of which, Handman, not enough TVs have that game on. In fact, I got five TVs in here that are dark. I want those five plus the ones that are on this show. I want those on this game as well. The whole thing. 15 minutes from now or so, Ian and I will lay out some action for that game so we can all have some day betting action. But let's focus a little bit on Monday Night Football. Very intriguing one tonight. Eagles at the Seahawks, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ABC ESPN. Both quarterbacks coming into this game with the questionable tag. Jalen Hurts flew separately than the team. He's battling an illness listed as questionable. Eagles laying 3.5. This did get as low as 3, right on the key number. Went back up to 3.5. That might suggest Hurts plays because that's a significant move. More on that in a bit. Geno Smith battling a groin injury. He's listed as questionable as well. Dallas going down yesterday opens up the door for Philadelphia to take firm command of the NFC East, especially with an upcoming schedule that features two games against the Giants and one against the Cardinals. What are you thinking here? Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, let's begin with them. This is a monster game in a monster spot off two really bad performances, and Jalen Hurts is banged up, and the defense is reeling. I mean, there's a lot of question marks right now.
Yeah, no Darius Slay also, their top cover corner. Yep. He's not going to go tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football. When a player has an illness and travels, even though it was separate, I'm assuming he was on a private jet, you know, from Jeff Lurie, who knows. But
if that's the case, I'm, quote, sick every week that we're traveling. You get access to the private jet. Yeah.
Wait, how am I getting to the Sugar Bowl? Oh, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. You won't be flying with the rest of our broadcaster, right? Kelly Stauffer and Mark Kestisher, they talk a lot more than I do. We cannot have them get sick, right? So go ahead and send the Disney jet down. So pick up my fat butt in Dallas and fly me over on the Bowl Game Bonanza from the Texas Bowl, Alamo, Peach, Sugar, Natty. Thank you very much. We appreciate Mickey Mouse.
Is the radio sideline reporter getting access to the private jet?
I don't want to get the play-by-play guy.
No, of course
infected.
Not.
And normally, when you see this, he'll get the IV before the game, and I expect Jalen Hurts to play. Geno Smith, on the other hand, I mean, that's a groin, and he tried to give it a go last week and couldn't. I would be surprised if he does play for Seattle tonight. And look at Drew Lock last week. I know he had the two picks, one where it wasn't his fault, but 22 of 31 for 269 yards, two touchdowns, two INTs, and they were competitive against the best team in football. In the San Francisco
49ers. Yeah, that's the key point. That was against the Niners. He looked good against the Niners. Like, that defense could have gotten some stops, right? Like, they could have kept him in that game. All right, so that's where we're at. Brandon Jacobs, former NFL running back, he thinks the Eagles will be fine, even if Jalen Hurts can't go. Take a listen.
I think the Eagles have so much more experience on their team with their players. Has been in the big stage, has been there, won the Super Bowl, played in the Super Bowl, loss, you know, so I think they have the experience and, you know, and the veterans on their team to be able to pull through any type of mishaps like what they're going to be facing here without Jalen Hurts if he doesn't play. I think their roster is going to be, you know, is going to be able to overcome, you know, things like that in games like this.
Quick side note, quick story on Brandon Jacobs. I was at the Super Bowl, I think it was like 2008, in Miami. It was the year the Saints beat the Colts. So if we all remember that game, Saints versus the Colts, they start the second half with the onside kick, all that stuff. I was down there working for the week. I was in a hotel on South Beach working. A buddy of mine from Allentown, PA, came down. He's hanging out with me as well. We were having beers almost every evening in the hotel bar next to our hotel. Yeah, I did upset alert, everyone. Had some beers in South Beach. And we would see, when you cover a Super Bowl, you see athletes and entertainers, all types of people, all week long. We saw Brandon Jacobs come in and out of this hotel like three times. He was clearly staying there. My buddy is a huge Giants fan, and I love meeting these guys, just saying hi, big fan of your work, you know, stuff like that. So we decide, you know what, the guy seems like a nice guy. Let's go up and say hi to him. So we go up and say hi, and I was like, I'm going to lead the way. I had, I don't know, a bunch of beers. I'm like, oh, Brandon Jacobs. I go, it's great to meet you, man. I go, I'm a huge fan. And he looks at me, he goes, really? I go, yeah. He goes, why are you wearing a Saints t-shirt? And I was like, you know, when in Rome, right? Like, Saints are in the Super Bowl. And he's like, yeah, all right, whatever, dude.
Whatever, beat it.
And then he's like, can we get a picture? And he's like, yeah, fine. So it's this picture where my buddy and I look like total nerds. He was like in khakis with his golf shirt tucked into his pants. I'm in this Saints t-shirt that's way too tight for my flabby body. And Jacobs is right in the middle. And in the photo, he just does a thumbs up. And it looks like three total dorks hanging out in South Beach. He obviously looks like a football player, but I'll never forget that interaction because he was such a nice guy. But it's like, why is this idiot in a Saints t-shirt telling me he's a huge fan of me, a Giants running back?
Here's the other part. There's a couple of things I want to kind of peel off here. One, the Saints tee. Were you wearing like the schmedium where I had to jump off a roof to fit into it?
Yeah, something. Yeah,
okay, that's a bad look.
Great way to describe it. Yes,
yeah, that's awful. Two, if I ate one of your eyeballs, would I be drunk for a week? Because that's what it sounds like. You'd have to walk up to Brandon Jacobs with a Saints tee on, going, "I'm a big fan, man. I
mean, great to meet you." He's like you, "Yeah, I guess I don't."
If you breathed on a 3-year old, would the 3-year old be still with us to this day?
I would have been brought up on charges. Yeah, I brought up on intoxicated.
I just wanted to make sure we were understanding how you're walking up to this giant human, and every time he talks, I just feel like I haven't hit puberty yet because his voice.
Yeah,
I mean,
he goes
it's
low.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, that's a man. I'm not. There you go. Right.
He goes low. Now, he doesn't think, back to the actual issue at hand, that even if Hurts can't go tonight, the Eagles are going to be in trouble. Obviously, it would still be a tough game. He's not saying it's a cakewalk, but they have enough on the roster, both sides of the ball against Seattle, where they could pull out a win. Marcus Mariota, your backup quarterback with plenty of experience. But here's the note that kind of flew under the radar this weekend, and this was kind of by intent on behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles. Matt Patricia, the pencil. A lot of people remember him, former head coach of the Detroit Lions, former defensive and also offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots. He's taking over Eagles' defensive play calling duties. Adam Schefter had that report over the weekend. Sean Desai is going to remain the team's defensive coordinator, but he's going to move up to the booth, according to Schefter. Patricia's now going to be on the sideline calling the defense for the games. The shakeup comes amid Philly's season-long struggles on defense. They really tried to slide this one in between the news cycles, did they not?
Oh, without a doubt. This was like the news dump of the White House. It comes out like 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. You know, that's what this was. Look, Matt Patricia, he's got a great reputation as a defensive mind and a defensive play caller. As a head coach in Detroit, he lost that team in the first 30 seconds of his first team meeting, and they never bounced back from it. Why Bill Belichick made him an offensive coordinator and play caller, he ruined Mac Jones. Mac Jones, because of that, has been set back years in his progression as a quarterback to the point where now he's no longer going to be a New England Patriot. We expect him to be somewhere else next season. But Patricia, to make this move, man, does it reek of almost desperation? For a team that is 10-3, Joe, this is your squad. I know they got tuned 42-19 by San Fran. We all know what happened last week at Dallas, you know, being, you know, just beaten down to what, by 30 points, 33-13. Is this an overreaction by Nick Sirianni to those two games where they also had three games in 13 days? I mean, that's a lot to go through. And then you had the Cowboy game on the back end of that 3-13. So, is this an overreaction?
So, first of all, I can appreciate the sense of urgency. They understand they're in a Super Bowl window. They're 10-3. They still have a shot to secure the one seed, set up a very favorable run through the NFC. So they're going to be evaluating everything very closely. And if they feel a change is necessary, given some of the decisions they've made over the last few years, I would tend to get behind it before I would criticize it. But that defense has had problems this season. That game against Minnesota, they gave up way too many points. There are plenty of games on the schedule where they may have won. So we forget about the fact that the defense didn't look great because they won the game. And then down the road, you see him get waxed, and you think to yourself, this defense has had some problems. This defense was overrated from the beginning. They were overrated last year. They were not one of the preeminent units in the NFL, even though the stats said they were. The stats said they were because they didn't play anybody. And when they finally ran into an offense that could score, that offense scored 24 points on four possessions in the second half of the Super Bowl and beat them in the biggest game of the year. So this year, there have been some struggles that are worth keeping an eye on. If they're going to make the change to Patricia, I mean, it feels like it does not feel like a panic move. It feels like a team that's trying to do everything they can to improve their odds and their situation this season.
I'm surprised up front that they haven't had more success.
Yeah, they led the NFL in sacks last year.
Yeah, I mean,
those numbers are way down.
Yeah, now Hassan Reddick still has double digits. I think he's around 10 or 11 right now. But again, no Darius Slay, your lockdown corner. He's out tonight. And I really do believe they miss N'Kobe Dean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, their inside backer out of Georgia. That guy, I mean, he is wicked smart. And you want to talk about arriving with bad intentions? That's Dean. So that, and that has nothing to do with play calling, right? That to me is just, that's one of those guys that, you know, that's one of your alphas on that defense. Yeah. And he holds so many guys accountable. I really believe they miss him terribly right now.
Carlin versus Joe is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. Eagles perhaps not panicking. Perhaps they are one NFL team that should have panicked weeks ago. Yeah, now it's too late. That's next on ESPN Radio. He's Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. This is Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Carlin versus Joe. Pizza money alert.
Pizza, pizza.
All right, take this for what it's worth. I'm getting my teeth kicked in on pizza money. I don't know how we can be getting every single pick right in Pick'em, and then when I comes to the other bets, I'm like losing everything. I get crushed on the UFC. Wembanyama, we went over 2.5 and 3.5 blocks on Friday. You guys remember that? He had 2 blocks in the opening 7 minutes and then was done. No more blocks. Get to work. I can't believe that. Like, we did the escalator, so, like, I understand if I don't hit the alts, but, I mean, hit the 2.5 for crying out loud. He got 2 in the first 7 minutes. So here we go. One player prop in tonight's Monday night game. Jackson Smith Najigba, wide receiver, Seattle Seahawks, over 38.5 receiving yards. It's minus 110. That. He's gone over this number in 5 of his last 6. He's gone over this number in 7 of his last 9. No Darius Slay tonight. Jackson Smith Najigba, over 38.5 receiving yards.
I like it.
I mean, good God, the pizza money bets have been terrible.
So day betting alert.
Okay, now we got to get down to
business. Day betting alert.
We got a bowl game. We got a bowl game coming up in 12 minutes. Western Kentucky, Old Dominion. It's on ESPN, ESPN Plus, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. And this is the beauty of working at a company like this. They want you to promote the games. We'll promote them because we're going to gamble on them. We're going to gamble on them while we're working. This is starting in 12 minutes. What are we going to do? Old Dominion, this game was a pick 'em. It went all the way to Old Dominion minus 6.5. Now it settles back down at 4.5. Total opened around 56.5. It's down to 48.5. It starts in 12 minutes. It would be irresponsible of us to not bet this game.
Absolutely.
While we're on the air. So with Ian Fitzsimmons on, it's like the gods have lined up for us to work together on a day like this. What are you thinking? You got anything here?
Yeah, I'm going to link us just because this is a little bit of a heart pick, which always normally will get you beat. But Ricky Ronnie is an old friend, former Penn State offensive coordinator, now the head coach at Old Dominion. He's going to have his guys ready. He's a brilliant offensive mind. I like laying the four here, man. 4.5 on ESPN bet. Four, I never get beaten by that damn hook. I'll always buy it. That's the old bookie in me. So I took it down. I put Old Dominion minus the four. I really don't have a feel on the total, which is sitting right now around 48.5.
Okay, we don't need to bet everything. If we don't like the total, we don't. Maybe we'll get 10, 15 props involved. That's okay. A light card. Light card for us today. Handman, day betting alert. Are you in with us?
I am in. Just tell me what to do.
What do you mean you're in? I want to make something clear, too. I don't want to find out anyone quietly is going to be betting against what anyone else is doing. That has to come out in the open. If you like Western Kentucky, fine.
Fine.
Ian likes Old Dominion. I'm riding with Ian on that. If you want to go the other way, you got to say it publicly, though. I don't want to find out any shenanigans going on behind the scenes.
Well, they do have a common opponent, Liberty, and Western Kentucky played them closer. I don't know if that means anything.
No, the transitive property, you can't use that.
That doesn't mean thing. That doesn't mean
a
damn thing.
I use it a little bit.
But that's not... Okay, I'm not saying you can't use it. I'm saying you shouldn't use it.
All right.
Why do you use it in UFC, right? He beat this guy.
It's not a be-all, end-all, but I do use it with the UFC a little bit.
Does it work out for
MMA
you?
MMA math.
Handman, look, hold on a minute. Liberty hung 42 on Western Kentucky. They hung 38 on Old Dominion. It's not like there's that much of a difference.
Yeah, he had to get a note in there.
Like it's 28-point loss to a 15-point loss.
Oh, I mean, my God.
So both teams got blown out. One team got blown out less. Therefore, we're going to take them. Hey, you know what? I've capped games worse than that. I'm not going to lie. Wilner, what are you doing? Are you getting in on this with us?
Yeah, I've never been shy to bet against Old Dominion. I like the Monarchs. They used to play in the Colonial in basketball when I was covering games in that. So let's go Old Dominion.
Why do you want to bet against them?
No, I never bet against them.
Oh, you said never bet against them. I thought you said you were shy to... Never mind. All right, so we're all on Old Dominion. That's the official day betting alert show pick.
We're contrarians here, man, because most of the wagers are on Western Kentucky. Money has come in on Old Dominion. I like being on that side.
Good. Yeah, good. Show me a game that 80% of the public's lining up on. I'll show you a game where I'm in the 20%.
I'm with you. 100%.
Probably because I originally was in the 80% and then I needed to pull the ripcord and get the hell out of that game as fast as humanly possible. Ian Fitzsimmons, Joe Fortenbaugh, Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jets yesterday, not good. And this stinks because had they won that game against Miami, which it was a tall order, they're a big dog, but had they won that game against Miami, there was a chance Aaron Rodgers could be medically cleared to play for this week's upcoming game, and we may have seen Rodgers on the field. But now the potential playoff elimination could knock that down. Here's head coach Robert Saleh.
That's disappointing, you know, starting from the first series of the year all the way to then, till now. It's just been a constant battle. I do appreciate the heck out of our guys. You know, we still got three games left to finish strong. As bad as we feel now, we felt pretty good last week, too. We got a good Washington team coming in that's going to be licking their chops, you know, so we got to go and take care of business and get ourselves ready to play that one.
There's a report, obviously, that Aaron that could be cleared this upcoming week. How does this loss affect that?
I don't have any. There's no discussion to be had until he's actually clear.
Let me be clear about something. That's not a good Washington team that's coming in.
Don't you dare try to slide that one past us.
Okay. I got very few right this weekend, but I did get the Rams right. I watched that game pillar to post, and while Brissett checked in and tried to make that a game, Washington is a very poor football club right now. All right. So what do we do here? Do we even consider and indulge the idea of seeing Aaron Rodgers? There's no way they can play this guy, right?
Joe, I wasn't considering seeing Aaron Rodgers ever. I mean, coming off an Achilles behind that offensive line, even if they were alive for the playoffs, I wasn't expecting to see Aaron Rodgers. If they were mathematically still able to get into the postseason, I was never expecting to see Aaron Rodgers.
Does it feel like a little shell game here where Rodgers was able to tell us for the last month, hey, I'm coming back. If we're there, I'm going to be back. I'm going to save everybody. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Knowing that they weren't going to be able to.
Knowing all along that they're not going to be able to so that he can still look like the hero without having to take the risk.
Look at me, New York. Love me. I mean, shower me with your praise. I need you talking about me. It feeds me and fuels my soul. Please continue to talk about me. I got no shot in coming back.
Yeah, I'm not playing with these guys.
Have you watched that? Hell, man, his Achilles could be stronger and tighter than new rope.
New rope.
And he's not going in behind that offensive line. Like, you know what? The hell with that.
I don't find myself buying a lot of new rope. Is new rope tight?
New rope is very strong.
Very strong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You never heard that saying? Stronger than new rope? Yeah.
I haven't heard like 80% of the sayings you use. These are all very Southern sayings that I'm learning on the fly. But I like that. Stronger than new rope. That offensive line. Zach Wilson got killed yesterday. Did you see that hit he took? He's in concussion protocol. Does Rodgers come back to bail him out?
No.
Rodgers has had his back all season long.
He is, again, Aaron Rodgers, even if they were able to make the playoffs, I was not expecting to see him. And, again, he watches every snap. He's looking at that offensive line and going, no, I'm good. All right, give me the headset, baby. I'll dial up a few plays for you, but I'm not getting back out there. Not happening.
Can we talk about Saleh for a second, though? Because you look around the NFL, Kevin Stefanski is winning with Joe Flacco. The Colts are winning with Gardner Minshew. They weren't even supposed to win this year with Anthony Richardson. They're winning with Gardner Minshew. I look around as a Jets fan at that, and I think my coach is not good enough to get the most out of his talent when he loses his starting quarterback. This entire last stretch of the season, outside of like last week's game against the Texans, they somehow put up 30 points as an indictment on Robert Saleh. Like, I'm not sure he's coming back now.
I tried to tell you that, and you're like, no.
I mean, at that point, I still thought Rodgers was coming back this year at that point.
It's tough, though. That you're right. There are several teams that have gone through adversity and shown a way to still be competitive. Not the Jets, Ian. Not the Jets. They haven't been competitive at all.
Is that Saleh, or is that the front office?
It's there, and that's an excellent question, because everyone's complicit here.
Yeah, and Evan, you're selling yourself short here, man, because you go around the league, dude. I mean, it's not just the team. I mean, you mentioned the Browns. The Texans won with Case Keenum yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jake Browning is winning games and has the Bengals in contention.
Will Levis beat the Dolphins.
I mean, so it's almost like it's the year of the backup quarterback in the NFL. And that's something Bill Polian said many years ago. If there's one regret in his career, when Manning got hurt with that neck injury in Indy, he had not invested enough in the backup quarterback. And I think you're seeing and when he said that, you know, when he was going into Canton, and that was almost like, you almost see every general manager going, all right, wait a minute, that's HOF there, Hall of Famer, saying that he did not invest enough in the backup quarterback. Now you're seeing NFL GMs and front offices invest a lot more in that particular position, and they're reaping the rewards of it, right? And at least the guys that did take care of it, like Cincinnati, right? Like Cleveland right now. Look at Gardner Minshew is a serviceable backup quarterback that can keep you alive, but he's damn near done it the entire year. You're seeing this is the year of the backup quarterback in the Jets. Well, they didn't have one.
It's more than the quarterback for the Jets, though. Did you see yesterday, like, Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are, like, having a conversation, and Saleh's just walking up and down the sideline, almost like, looks like he's almost eavesdropping on the conversation. Like, you're the head coach. You want to know what's being said. You get in there with Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, like, what are you guys talking about? What's the problem? Let's fix it. Let's go play. Like, it's like he's completely lost the entire team.
Meanwhile, you mentioned Kevin Stefanski. The guy's 14-1 to win Coach of the Year. He's won games with four different guys at quarterback.
That's amazing.
Like, Joe Flacco is off the couch. Joe Flacco's undefeated. What are we doing here?
He was on the practice squad 2 weeks ago. Now he doesn't even know how much he makes per game.
Now he's got some $4 million deal. They're winning games. Joe Flacco for MVP? No, we wouldn't be that crazy to bet something like that, would we? All right,
yes.
NFL Takeoff Part 2 and the start of the day betting alert. We're going to all be in this one together. Old Dominion minus the points.
He's
Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Joe Fourball. That's all next. ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these takes on this plane! Everybody strap in!
This plane is headed down the runway and ready for the NFL takeoff.
All right, he's Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. This is Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The entire show is betting on Old Dominion minus the four and a half against Western Kentucky in the famous Toastery Bowl, which is starting right now on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Stick with us. We'll be gambling live throughout the course of this show.
Day but for now, betting alert.
Nicely done. It is takeoff part two.
Saints 24, Giants 6.
My mom refers to the Saints as her beloveds. They get a big win, and they stay in the hunt in the NFC South. But I don't give a damn about the game. I'm going to go a deep dive here with you.
Okay.
Darren Rizzi, special teams coordinator for the New Orleans Saints, assistant head coach. He played his high school football at Bergen Catholic High School in Jersey.
Yeah.
He shows up at the Dome playing the New York Giants in a Bergen Catholic High School football T-shirt. And you're wondering, why the hell is he wearing a Bergen Catholic high tee? Well, their chief rival is Don Bosco High School. You know who played at quarterback at Don Bosco High School?
I got an idea.
Tommy Cutlets! Hey! Tommy DeVito! So Rizzi shows up wearing the Bergen Catholic tee. Oh, man, the high school rivalry always runs deep and you never turn it loose. I still to this day hate Gonzaga in Washington, D.C. Cannot stand the Landon Bears. I mean, and the Bullis Punks. I mean, I can't stand them. So Rizzi, during the game, is doing the Italian, oh, hey, every time they get DeVito. I mean, whenever it was an incompletion, hey, right? And after the game, he goes over to his special teams guys, pulls them together, and they all at once do the, hey, and he's wearing the Bergen Catholic tee underneath his Saints outfit. Oh, I love every bit of it. Darren Rizzi, well done, sir.
Tommy DeVito has been sacked five or more times in five of the six games he's played. There's one game where he was sacked zero times. Guess the one game I bet him to be sacked over 2.5 times. Unbelievable. Next game, Handman.
Chiefs 27, Patriots 17.
All right, this is one we're just style pointing the Chiefs now because they have spoiled us for so many years with Patrick Mahomes and that electric offense. They go on the road, win by double digits, and we're going, what's wrong with them? They don't look crisp. And they don't. I mean, it's the worst wide receiver room in the league. Mahomes, the body language looks a bit frustrated. But again, Joe, they go on the road and win by double digits, and we're still going, what's wrong with Kansas City?
Very fair. Very fair to bring that up. Kelsey's still having a hell of a season, and every time we talk about him, it's, well, Kelsey's numbers are down. Well, yeah, I mean, okay, but he's still having a solid season. Mahomes has, and this is the thing that would worry me, Mahomes has already tied his career high in interceptions with 13, and he's got a few games to play. He's got that gunslinger in him, and it works very well. But with this unit of guys who often run the wrong route, he's got to be a little bit more careful with the football. It's asking him a lot, I know, and it sounds ridiculous. But if they want to make a run at it, he's going to even have to be better than we've ever seen in the past because he's getting so little help compared to years past.
Rams 28, Commanders 20.
This Rams bunch, they're in the playoffs right now, man. They're holding down the 7 seed at 7-7. Remember in the offseason, Joe, people were wondering, is Sean McVay going to step aside for a little bit? You know, after winning the Super Bowl, having an awful year last year, is he going to go and take a breather and reset?
Are they going to tank Stafford for Caleb Williams?
Yeah, Matthew Stafford, same thing, right? How much ball does he have left in him? Well, guess what? He got a lot. And the Rams are playing really good football right now, especially getting Williams back healthy. Fifth-round pick 2 years ago, running back out of Notre Dame. I know he put it on the ground twice, but he also ran for a buck 52. That offense is starting to click with Williams being back healthy. The O-line is protecting Matthew Stafford. Man, Cooper Kupp looks like the old Cooper Kupp. Puka Nacua is making plays. This Rams team right now, quietly, very quietly, flying under the radar as a playoff team. I like what I'm seeing from LA.
Huge weekend for the Rams. They beat Washington. Meanwhile, Minnesota loses to Cincinnati, and the Green Bay goes down in their matchup against Tampa Bay. Minnesota still has two games left against Detroit and a game against Green Bay. So whoever loses that game, that helps the Rams. This week, the Rams are going to host the Saints on Thursday. Then they've got the Giants with 10 days of rest. Win those two games, they go into the final game of the season against the Niners. Maybe the Niners have already wrapped up the one seed. Who knows? Rams in great position to go to the playoffs. Wow. Sean McVay won't get any buzz for Coach of the Year. He has done a tremendous job, and Matthew Stafford has been absolutely nails this year.
Bills 31, Cowboys 10.
We've talked enough about this one.
Oh, got to interrupt. We're going to the house. Quarterback to the house. Old Dominion, go. Keep your feet, son. Keep your feet, son. No, they got him at the three. He was stumbling for the last 25 yards. Day betting alert, baby. Let's go. That was 3rd and 4. This is like an 80-yard run.
There is zero doubt in my mind that Hammond went rogue and took the Hilltoppers.
Good.
And he's just not saying it right now. There is no doubt in my mind.
Oh, what a run. Now we got to punch it in. Okay, I'm not allowed to do the play-by-play officially here, so I got to be very careful with this.
Yeah, you got to give yourself about a 10-second delay. Oh, man, the 15-yard line, man. The turf monster got our junior quarterback from the Monarchs of Old Dominion. You're wearing a C on your chest there, big fella. Step over the 15-yard line and house that thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy to report we're in. Touchdown, Old Dominion Monarchs.
Daytime wagering. Here we go.
All right. So what the heck were we talking about? Shohei Ohtani and how he fits with the Dodgers. Your thoughts? What game? Seriously, though,
I think we're
at
Bills Cowboys.
Bills 31.
All right, there we go.
Cowboys 10.
This is a big game. What do you got?
We've gone over this. I mean, the Cowboys losing by double digits on the road in December. Road woes continue. Plus 10 in turnover differential at home. Minus 1 on the road. Need not say more.
Love this Bills story. Love the fact that they have not packed it in. They move on from Ken Dorsey. They bring Joe Brady into the mix. The offense has hung big numbers in every game since. The one they didn't, they put 20 up against Kansas City. They still won the football game. They're playing very well. James Cook has been fantastic. Josh Allen's playing smart football. I'd love to see them in the playoffs. The playoffs are better with the Buffalo Bills, and having married in the Bills Mafia would make my life at home a lot easier.
Ravens 23, Jaguars 7.
Christine Lisi puts a little extra love in those baked goods also when the Bills win. That and also. But Ravens, man, this team, they're playing damn good football right now. And Jacksonville, with Trevor Lawrence being in concussion protocol, coming off the ankle injury, there's a lot of question marks around the Jacksonville Jaguars right now. And by the way, look at the AFC South. 8-6, 8-6, 8-6, and then, right? But, I mean, that's a competitive division. But right now, Baltimore might be, if not the best, I think the Bills are playing some of the best ball right now in the AFC, but Baltimore's right there as well, and Lamar Jackson playing at a high level.
Jacksonville needs to toughen up. They've gotten pushed around in too many games this year. The Niners came into their house and pushed them around. The Texans came into their house and pushed them around. The Bengals came in with Jake Browning on a Monday night and beat them, and other Ravens came in and pushed them around. This team's got a lot of potential. I like Doug Pea as a head coach. I think Lawrence has a lot of potential, but they have got to toughen up because the tough teams are coming in and kicking them all over the field.
Bengals 27, Vikings 24.
Game of Thrones, you had the Battle of the Bastards. Here you had the Battle of the Backups. And Jake Browning found a way to beat his old team. And I love how he still holds a grudge against Minnesota. They took him out of Washington, turned him loose. Arm strength was a question. What does he do? Come back and find a way to beat his old squad. I love when you players hold on to a grudge. And I like the fact of what Jake Browning is doing right now, helping the Bengals occupy the sixth seed. Without Joey V, the Bengals are a playoff team right now. It's impressive.
Nick Mullins with perhaps the worst interception of the season, basically just tossing it into a defensive tackle's lap and giving him the ball. Last one. Let's fire it off.
Colts 30, Steelers 13.
Well, the Steelers are a mess right now. And Gardner Minshew, again, another backup, finding ways to win games.
Shane Steichen has done a remarkable job with the Indianapolis Colts this year. Absolutely remarkable. I mean, he's second in the coach of the year voting behind Dan Campbell. Again, I just don't understand why it's not Ryans and Steichen at the top instead of Campbell. Campbell's done a very good job, but he was expected to do a very good job. Those guys have exceeded expectations. Monday Night Football tonight. Here's an update. DeMonte KZ of the Pittsburgh Steelers has been suspended without pay for the remainder of the regular season and any potential postseason games for repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players, including during the Saturday's game against the Indianapolis Colts. One game left in Week 15, and in the year of the backup quarterback, we might get a battle of the backups. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got breaking news.
Carlin versus Joe. Breaking news.
Western Kentucky fumbles on third down on their first possession of the drive. Old Dominion scoops it up. They are inside enemy territory at the 15-yard line. This is the radio show that cares about these things more than anybody else.
Oh, day absolutely.
Betting alert.
Day betting alert.
Ian Fitzsimmons, Joe Fortenball, Evan in the back, Handman in the back. We're all on this game today. We got Old Dominion. We got a little trickery here. Try to tuck it up, make a little play.
Don't do play-by-play.
Yeah, can't do that. Got to stop that. Could get in a lot of trouble, but 7-0 right now with the ball. All right.
You got to scoop and score there, man. You got to scoop and score.
It was close.
Come on.
Old Dominion playing with fire, which is what we like to see this time of year in bowl season.
Jump out earlier in a bowl game, right? All of a sudden, another team can fold, especially with a true freshman quarterback. Let's go, man. A
lot of emotions you need to handicap with these games. Protect your high-mileage vehicle with Syntec High-Mileage Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts, formulated to reduce friction and wear to keep engines running better for longer. Try Syntec High-Mileage today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. So here we go tonight. Philadelphia in Seattle taking on the Seahawks. Eagles laying 3.5 in this matchup. Not sure if Jalen Hurts will play. He's listed as questionable with an illness. He flew separately from the main team. On the other side of the equation, Geno Smith battling a groin injury. He is questionable as well. So it's hard to handicap a game like this, but one thing's for certain. Philadelphia needs to show up at least defensively in this matchup because they have been embarrassed in each of the last 2 weeks. And whether or not you're tired, whether or not it's Monday night in Seattle, it doesn't matter. If you're going to be a Super Bowl contender, Ian, at some point you got to turn the corner and you got to find a way to put a good performance out there.
63% of the wagers are on the Eagles. 88% of the money right now on the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
So get ready. Oh, this is a rare occasion where I may lay out on a Monday night. No, I'm really not. Yeah. I love the cackle and the look on your face. Like, I've known you too long, Fat Simmons. You're getting involved.
There are too many prop options out there that you can at least dabble on a running back prop. Jackson Smith-Njigba over 38.5 receiving yards. I like that one. He's done that in 7 of his last 9, no Darius Slade tonight for the Eagles, but one way or another, somebody's going to be in some trouble here. Philly loses this game. The one seed you can probably kiss goodbye. You're going to really be rooting for the Ravens to take out the Niners next week if you're going to need to have these scenarios start unfolding. At the same time, Seattle, had what looked like a death grip on, at the very least, the wild card. I mean, at one point when the Niners were struggling, the Seahawks were in first place in the NFC West. So obviously over the course of a 17-game season, that wasn't going to hold up. But that wild card spot's getting away from Seattle as well. Home game tonight, got to try to take advantage.
Yeah, and I do not expect to see Geno Smith out there with that groin injury. Oh, okay. He tried to give it a go last week, and you know, just everything I saw this morning, he's going to try and test it again, but it doesn't look good. And Drew Lock played well against San Fran. They were competitive against the best team in the NFL. I mean, he had, what, like 260 yards passing, two touchdowns. Also had the two INTs. One really wasn't on him, but Drew Lock, former first-round pick, you know, had his team in a competitive form against the best team in the league. So I expect to see him back out there. I do expect Jalen Hurts to play. Typically, when you have an illness, they'll get you, you know, hooked up to that IV, have some emergency, get your butt out there, go get him, kid. And look, Jalen Hurts is a gamer. I mean, you would have to have a toe line tied to him to keep him from going on that field. I fully expect him to play tonight for Philadelphia.
Big game for the Eagles tonight. The Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge.
I mean, oh, dude, this point, now here we go.
The world should be aware. Carlin versus Joe, another 3-0 result last week. Remember, these are against the spread picks. Seeing green. What is this? Seeing green. Yeah. Can everyone else hear you, or are you just saying that to me? Come on the mic.
It's greeny.
Yeah, I know who it is. Since when is it called seeing green?
They have a different name for it every week. So, greeny some weeks, seeing green, the green man.
17-27-2 on the year.
Green giant.
They're not seeing anything. They're not seeing anything right now.
Seeing L's.
Yeah, seeing L's. That's what it should be, L. just one letter, L. Carlin versus Joe, 31-13-2. We're starting to talk about magic numbers around these parts. Magic numbers and how long it's going to take to clinch. The boys in the back, admittedly, not great at math. You're saying the number to clinch is 5.
Yeah, correct.
5? Wins by us or losses by Freddie and Harry?
Correct. One or the other.
Assuming that Liam doesn't add a fourth game one of these weeks.
All right. Let me just have a full disclaimer here.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Amber and Ian, 21-23-2, second to last place.
I have not picked a single game all year.
Oh, is that true?
I travel every Friday, right, for college football and pro football.
That's right.
So I have had nothing to do with it. That is all on Amber and fill-in co-host du jour. So 21-23-2, not me. Bet to your hands bleed, 37-22-2 against the number. That is me. There you go. Right there, partner. I'll take that one. And by the way, I do like the under tonight. Bet to your hands bleed. I am going to take the under.
Under in Monday Night Football?
Under 45 in Monday Night Football.
Primetime unders have been pretty good this season. So Ian making it very clear he has nothing to do with the losing record that's taking place on his show. The winning portion of the record. He does have something to do with. We've also got an update here. Old Dominion in the end zone again, ladies and gentlemen. Extra point is up and good. Monarchs 14, Western Kentucky nothing. We might be betting every single bowl game on this show that takes place in this window.
Hell yeah!
If it turns out we're going to get them all right. Now, it's still very...
The Fighting Ricky Ronnie's looking very good early. Right now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we're only 6 minutes into this.
Day betting alert!
Lock and go haywire here. All right. All right, feeling good. Hammond, you didn't fade us?
No, well, why would I do that? And on this bowl game, I mean, I'll fade
why
you
would
other
you do
ways.
That? Because two UFC main events ago, I sat at a bar with you face-to-face as you directly bet against me every single fight. That's why I asked
because,
that question.
Like, I had maybe some personal thoughts.
Ian, it was like 6 fights
I
in a row.
Guys talking
I'd
about
rather
it last
not
week.
Talk about that night.
Here's the best part about it, and this is why Wilner doesn't want to weigh in. So in the first half of that, him betting against me, he was winning every fight, and Evan was riding with me. And Evan picks a specific fight, and he goes, all right, that's it. I'm just going to ride with Handman now. The second he jumps to Handman, Handman loses the rest of his fights. I win the rest of mine. So Handman finishes even. I finish even. Evan lost all of them.
That's brutal.
It's all right. It's all right. We live and we learn.
Speaking of living, you're living in a hotel. How's the staff treating you right now?
They know me too well. Hi, could I get a room service order? Cheese pizza, bottle of Malbec.
Standing order every night?
Yeah, that's only coming from one room. There's one room that's placed that order way too often. Carlin versus
you need two
Joe.
Glasses. No, we're good.
Let's go, Old Dominion.
Oh, Monarchs.
Ian Fitzsimmons, Joe Fortenbaugh, Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Carlin vs. Joe podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Carlin versus Joe weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Carlin versus Joe podcast.